This podcast has spoilers. Nobody has spoilers anymore.
This is the Flicks X Raid podcast, starting in 5, 4.
Hi, welcome to Flicks X Raid. I'm your host and merc, Tony. And tonight I am joined by my co-host is a robot horse, Ryan.
Hola. And we have our sunny Sarah.
I feel like I've been here before.
Whoa, deja vu.
Deja vu, man.
Matrix has glitched.
And as well as Brother Darcy.
What up?
And tonight we're going to be talking about the movie Ark.
A-R-Q.
Yes. But before we get into that, let's take a moment to get to know our guests. The question of the night is, if you could relive 1 3-hour period over again, what would it be? Sarah, hand up, in the air, ready to go.
I would relive the time period from 3:15 a.m. to 6:15 a.m., so I only have to be awake for 5 minutes before I can go back to sleep.
I mean, I too would like to... would like that segment.
Just a period of sleep just on loop.
But realistically, probably like 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock when I'm like, I'm at home.
So this isn't a specific day in your life. This is like any day.
Every day.
All my days blend together. No, you know what? I'd probably spend the 3 hours hanging out with you guys.
I don't know.
Aw.
You guys would kill each other.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Well, it depends. Do we all relive it like,
well,
in the movie?
Darcy would get mad at me because then he would figure out that I'm filming him raging at a movie.
Oh my god, if we all had the same 3 hours
Xanadu again.
Well, that's the thing, we wouldn't have to watch the same movie over again.
Yeah,
it's true, we could just watch different movies.
Yeah,
we could watch every single film.
Could watch every
only
single film.
Those that came out that time in that time loop. Oh, which is still a lot of movies.
I thought it.
You could not watch The Lord of the Rings.
Well, fuck, just kill me now then.
Wait, like, no, just like you watch the first chunk and then as soon as the loop resets, you just like,
yeah, okay. Resets. Put in the second disc.
Put in the second disc.
It would take 5, 6, maybe even 7 loops to get through the whole like extended cut.
Yep. Exactly. How many loops are we on? We're on 3 Lord of the Rings viewings. That's how it's measured now. Or
it goes one
Snyder loop. Cut.
Yeah.
This is now called the Snyder Cut loop.
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, that's 4 hours.
Yeah. How many loops are we on? 3 theatrical cuts and 2 loops.
Yeah. And so how many loops is that? That unit now is called the Kardashian wedding.
My
like the first one or the second one? Like the second one was longer. So
before we
like...
came up with this idea of us all just reliving the same 3 hours and watching movies all over and over and over again.
I love it.
I was going to say like my wedding ceremony.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's probably more accurate than or better than
I cried when Josh walked down the aisle.
I bet you fucking baby.
I don't deny it.
I love that.
All right.
It's okay, I cry too in loneliness in my dark basement alone.
All right, it's time for a synopsis and starring. So, Ryan, why don't you hit us with the longest synopsis I've grabbed in a very fucking long time?
Oh, shit, this is like a 3-hour movie. Shit, this is more plot than the actual movie gives you.
Wow, that. Wow, that is actually.
You know, the funny thing is, I always grab from the same location.
All right.
Just to be consistent, and this is what was there.
All right. Okay. The oil supply has run dry, and corporations fight against nations for the world's remaining energy supplies. Trapped in a house and surrounded by a gang of mysterious masked intruders, an engineer must protect a technology that could deliver unlimited energy and end the wars that would consume the world. The only problem is the technology has created a time loop that condemns him and his friends to relive the same day over and over.
This movie is directed by Tony Elliott and is starring Robbie Amell as Renton, Rachel Taylor as Hannah, Sean Benson as Sonny, Gray Powell as Father, and Jacob Nahum as Brother. And I didn't feel like grabbing Cousin because fuck him.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck
that guy.
All right, with that, it's time
Don't
for us to play
look at me.
A game. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, it's a game.
A game?
Specifically tailored for each participant.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Ladies, start your engeance.
I'm having a blast. This is the most fun I've had without lubricant.
So you played recently?
A game with drums.
I know what I said.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, so now, as proof that I grabbed from the same location and okay. It's not IMDb. We're okay. Doing IMDb synopsis of dystopian movies. So as per usual, so everyone at home can hear our buttons because I have both our guests in studio. Ryan is social distancing.
I'm fully immunized.
Yes, you are.
I wear a mask everywhere.
Same here. Two paper bags. That's part of my requirements.
Also, I have to say, I'm very glad I didn't get my immunization today.
Why?
Oh, it knocked me on my ass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like, I was in bed for 24 hours on the weekend.
Fuck. Oh, shit. Fuck.
I went to bed at, 6:30 on Saturday, and then I got out at, 7 to get something to eat on Sunday night.
Oh, what if that was your three-year, or your three-hour thing? It was just that. Yeah. It's like,
worse.
Just, completely loopy, why?
Yeah, I didn't go to work yesterday either.
Yeah. How did you handle your, because you've got your yellow fever. Did it knock you on your ass too?
No.
Yeah, see, when I got my yellow fever, nothing. You could be down for a couple days. I'm like, nope.
Painful one that I've had in terms of injection site, but nothing. Like this one literally almost made me die.
Curious, because no, that may happen. I was curious because that
just gave you a good hit of Benadryl.
I had a low grade fever. I had body aches. I was tired, zero fucking energy. I did not get out of bed for 4 hours.
That sounds like a Monday.
Right?
Jeebus.
Except I have to get out of bed.
I'm glad I moved it to the weekend.
Yeah,
no shit.
I had that day to just do nothing.
Yes. Anyway, it's time for a game.
Anyways, time for a game.
Time for the game. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, wait.
All right, so we're going to be doing IMDb synopsis for dystopian movies. So everyone at home can get to hear our buttons first. I'm going to read the IMDb synopsis for the movie we just watched, and I'm going to get Darcy to hit his button, and then Sarah to hit her button, and give us your best wrong answers. So here we go. Trapped in a lab and stuck in a time loop, a disoriented couple fends off mask raiders while harboring a new energy source that could save humanity.
Oh.
Yes, demented Mickey Mouse.
Oh. Anastasia.
Not quite. Sarah.
Baby Beluga.
At a much more reasonable volume.
My Fair Lady.
Also incorrect.
But fairly close. She did spend a lot of time in that house.
All right. So here we go. 4 points. Number one.
In a future where a failed climate change experiment has killed all life except for the lucky few who boarded the Snowpiercer, a train that travels around
the... Baby Beluga.
Snowpiercer?
That is correct.
I'm like, wait a minute. All right, it's in there.
These are straight pulls from IMDb.
Clearly.
I love when they put the name of the movie in it.
I thought that was against the rules on one of these games or something.
That's the
That's actually
lodge.
That's the bad shitty game I'm bad at.
But that's actually a rule for making a good synopsis is to not use the title in the synopsis.
But what if the title of the movie is the title of the train?
Like the Titanic.
You could say a train because there we go. The Snowpiercer, comma, a train.
Fair.
Because it could be a spear.
Next
up.
Thank you, next.
In 1997, when the U.S. president crashes into Manhattan, now a giant maximum security prison, a convicted bank robber.
Baby Beluga. Escape from New York?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I just randomly guessed at that one. I'm like, time loop movies are not my genre.
This is a dystopian.
Not my genre.
Oh, good. Darcy, you have an advantage.
Yeah.
Maybe. She got that one on me. I had no idea.
All right, number three.
In 2027, in a chaotic world in which women have become somehow infertile, a former...
Yes.
Children of Men?
Yes.
I knew that one. I like that.
It is a very good.
It is a very good movie.
Violence ensues after an extraterrestrial race forced to live in a slum-like conditions.
Baby Beluga. Come on.
District 9.
I was first.
I saw his finger hit the button first.
Mine was literally on the button.
So he technically could not see yours hit the button then.
I can see both of their hands.
Just got one of them like hillbilly split eyes.
Mm-hmm. I'm watching for movement out of my peripherals. Do you guys not use your peripheral vision?
No.
What's purple vision?
All right, number five.
An undercover cop in a not-too-distant future becomes involved with a dangerous new drug and begins to lose his own identity as a result.
Baby Beluga. Limitless?
No.
No.
This one's interesting. It's technically kind of animated.
Oh, Scanner Darkly?
Yes.
Yeah!
Keanu Reeves, Robert Downey.
Baby Beluga.
All right, what's the next answer?
That was next.
You hit the button.
That's what my mom calls me.
Let's see if you can get it, though. I know you've seen the next one.
Oh. Is it one I've seen with you?
No.
How do you know I've seen it?
You've told me you've watched it.
Damn it.
It was in that 3-hour loop we had.
It is 3 hours.
I'll give you double points if you can get it.
Yeah, if you can get it, I will give you double points. Because I know you've also watched it, like, fairly recently.
That's all the hints you get.
No. Who's in it?
Nope. Come on.
Put the phone away, come on.
No, I'm looking to see if the... Was it on the scavenger hunt?
Maybe.
That's not what I wanted to pull up.
She's using her phone. I'll give her 1 point.
Is it Blood Quantum?
No, it's not.
God
All right.
Damn it.
Here we go. I'm reading it out now. In a futuristic city, sharply divided between the working class...
Baby Beluga.
She's just completely red.
It's really hot.
Do you want me to crack the door?
No.
It's actually not that cold outside, so it wouldn't be that bad.
I'm good.
All right, number seven.
A Blade Runner must pursue and terminate four replicants.
Baby Beluga.
I think you got that one. Tony's pointing towards you.
Yes. This is why I'm like, IMDb synopsis are both terrible and, like, terrible. They're terrible because they're poorly written, and then they're so terrible that you, like, you could read it, and you're like, what is this?
A runner of blades.
All right. In a future, we're a special police unit.
Oh. Dread?
No.
Damn it. Oh, I think it's the other one.
where a special police unit is able to arrest murderers before they commit their crimes. An officer
Baby Beluga. Minority Report?
Yes.
I've not seen that one.
It's not bad.
I guessed it like every time.
and Darcy also blew his load a little early there.
I heard Special Police Force. It is a dystopian movie.
That's fair.
All right, number nine.
An astronaut crew crash lands on a planet in the distant future.
Darcy.
Interstellar?
No.
Fuck.
Where intelligent talking apes are the dinosaurs.
Beluga. Planet of the apes.
Sometimes it's like you want to be early enough that you get it, but if you're a little too quick, you might miss a clue.
Dr. Zayas.
What's the point score?
Well, with that, Sarah's at 5 and you have 4.
All right.
Number 10. A bureaucrat in a dystopic society becomes the enemy of the state as he pursues the woman of his dreams.
Baby
yes.
Beluga.
Damn.
I was like, I know this one.
Number 11 and it's out of reach for Darcy now.
I fucked up.
Actually, you know what? We should give. Okay, this is a dystopian movie. Yeah, 2 points if you can guess it without any clues.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's seen it or not, though.
He has.
Oh, okay.
He has, because I've watched it with him.
Priest.
No.
Damn it.
Hey, get out of here.
Okay.
All right, now read it out.
All right. A secret military project endangers Neo Tokyo when it turns a biker gang member into a rampaging psychotic sociopath who can only be stopped by 2 teenagers and a group of psychics.
You can still guess it.
Yeah, you can still get it.
Oh.
You can guess more than once.
Akira.
You do realize that, right?
We were just trying to give you 2 points.
Yes, it is Akira.
I also would have gotten double points to be the bang-on queen again.
But you are the pretty princess, yeah. Which means you get to start us off with your 2-sentence impression of Arc.
This movie started off at an 11, and it kept going.
Solid.
And I really enjoyed it.
Darcy.
It takes the same kind of equation of the time loopy movie. But it adds new variables to it so it doesn't get boring at all.
That's fair. So Ryan and me were actually messaging back and forth for reasons of technical things that I could break the fourth wall if I really wanted to. And we were trying to figure out another time loop movie to do because we did Edge of Tomorrow and we thought it'd be fun to do another time loop film. Because it'd be dumb. And Ryan, how did you come across this one? Because you put this one forward.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was looking up time loop movies, and this was on the list.
Oh, excellent. I like it. He just Googled it.
And it was one. I'm like, Arc. I think that's on Netflix, which it is a Netflix thing. And I'm like, Netflix, all right. You know what? Why not?
Right. I do like that it kind of goes through the same live, die, repeat as Edge of Tomorrow, but it's a little bit more like...
dynamic.
Yeah. It feels more dynamic, even though they have less loops.
Yeah.
Or more loops.
They have less loops at our viewing.
Yes.
Yes. Also, one thing that I liked...
at our viewing, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah. One thing I like that the drip feed of the reveals, I think, is actually extremely good in this time loop.
Yes. Oh, so
they were they were great.
Because it's like, the first little bit, it's like,
hold on.
Every time he dies.
I know we do a spoiler warning at the beginning, but I don't think a lot of people have seen this film. So okay. I'm going to say right now, and I know we put a spoiler warning at the beginning of every episode, go watch this film. And then come back and listen to this because we are about to spoil the fuck out of this because this has so many reveals.
Yeah. And like, it is only about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a really short movie.
The runtime is 88 minutes.
You will not be disappointed.
No, absolutely.
If you are disappointed, we are sorry.
Yes. Because
we watched Arrow Troopers, so you can suffer through this.
But yeah, no, it was It's full of little reveals. So Ryan, now go. I just want
to preempt. Yep. No, good. That was a good one because, yeah, a lot of people probably haven't seen this. So the drip feed on this is extremely good, and because of each time it does the reveal. So the first time that the loop happens, or actually the first two, it's because he dies. He wakes up in the morning at 6:16 and gets basically some masked people jump in and kidnap him, and then he dies twice trying to escape. Mm-hmm. So the assumption there is that the loop is tied to him, kind of like in Edge of Tomorrow, where it's like, oh, he's dying and the loop. And then, so then do you want to talk about the first reveal, or do you want me to talk about the first reveal?
Well, let's talk about the first reveal, which is the guys break into his room, which is like the first couple minutes of the fucking movie.
There's no dialogue. There's nothing. Just guy
starts
wakes up
at 11.
Guy wakes up.
The first dialogue isn't till the second loop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because which he, crazy. Yeah, he dies in that first one, right?
Yeah, because he tries to escape and then gets thrown down
the stairs and breaks his neck.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. So, and then he wakes up again, and then he is a little bit more aware, but this time they are kidnapped. They're tied up, right?
I think the second time he wakes up, I think he feels it's like a dream, like that was a dream.
Yeah.
And then it comes real.
Yeah.
But he doesn't try to escape right away, and he gets tied to a chair.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his girlfriend, or presumed girlfriend, the girl he's with. Yeah, we know very little.
They literally give you nothing.
Yeah, because she looks at a because it look like the first time he wakes up, he looks at she's got a glowing tattoo, is what I took that as. And then the break in happens, then he dies, then it happens again. He wakes up, kind of the dream. Then he basically they break in, grab him again. But this time he ends up in a chair in this room with this big spinny thingy.
And them yelling at him in the chair.
And their codes name are Father, Brother,
Sonny,
Cousin.
Cousin is dead. On the floor.
Yeah.
And they're mad because Cousin set off a trap, apparently, is what they say.
Yes.
And this is where, like,
a fail-safe or a trap.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, so they're like interrogating him and they're asking for prescriptions. Right,
scripts,
which is short for prescriptions.
Yeah,
yeah.
Common drug moniker.
Yeah, but in this case, it's money.
Yeah, it's actual finances. It's their currency.
Yeah, which is interesting because it's still almost like it's drugs.
It's almost because we don't know at this point it's even money.
Well, because we were also introduced he's got apples, so no one's got apples anymore, and I'm like, is apples for code? Is that? Oh no, apples is apples. Okay,
So
also a point where Sonny makes reference to money, like he straight up says, money.
So that's why I think the scripts are actually prescriptions; they're actual drugs.
Yeah.
Because also when he when Brother pulls him out of the safe, he says, "We're gonna have a fun time tonight."
Yeah.
And they go, "That's not for us. That's for the block."
I don't think so, because when they were when he was pulling out all of the scripts, the whatever things, he was checking them and he was giving a numerical value to each of them.
It could be like saying bucks or like scripts is it maybe because this is in the future, which we don't know a lot about. It could be both.
They trade for.
Yeah. It's people associate scripts with money and it's become synonymous. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also that line. Were you two brats playing doctor?
Yeah. Were you playing doctor?
So that leads me to think that it's like drugs.
It's just drugs. Because they also ask if he has money in the safe. Like there's some weird, but it is this movie also does a great job of world building with zero exposition.
Oh yeah. It is. I think they do a great job of that because they don't treat the audience like an idiot.
Yeah.
They give little clues. But you don't know what's going on, but they drip feed you.
Lived in that everyone lives in it.
Yes. Yeah.
And they also make reference to something called Stomachem.
Yes.
Which where my brain is going.
She is a medical professional.
I'm like, that's a really weird thing to call a pharmaceutical company.
Why is that?
Because when you're talking about stomas, there's two things that you're either talking about, you're either talking about a tracheotomy or you're talking about an ostomy.
So see, I didn't know the ostomy one.
Out of their stomach into an ostomy bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of those are called stomas.
Mm. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Fine.
Also, can I point out, I was going to bring this up later, but this is a Canadian piece.
Oh.
Yes.
It's like produced by Netflix, but it was made in Canada. But what I think is really interesting about that is the rebellion's called the Block.
Yeah. And you know what? No. Okay. All right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right,
that makes a lot more sense.
We're like watching because I didn't want it to like jade that, but the resistance to the corporations is called the Block, and it's actually set in Ontario.
Should have called.
Yeah.
It.
Okay. Yeah. No. That. Interesting.
No.
For those who don't get it, that's the opposition party in
Quebec.
In Quebec, that is Quebecois. Yeah, the Bloc Québécois is the very French party of the Quebec, which. Anyways,
Tabernacle.
So yeah, anyways, so at this point in the story, he is able to try and escape from his, basically his zip ties, tie wraps thingies that they tied him to the chair, and he unlocks his girlfriend and they go to basically try and escape while finding out who these guys are. And he, at this point, is trying to explain to her the loop, right? And so he's explaining why he's done this before or seen this before. And
yeah.
When they escape, or in their attempted escape, she makes noise. They find them and they kill him. They shoot him. One of the guys shoots him. Sonny, I believe.
Yeah.
And then the loop starts over. Right?
Yeah, Sonny the asshole. Sonny the killer.
Mm-hmm. Sonny's a dick.
Sonny's a dick.
Sonny's a
right,
dick.
Sonny Sarah?
So, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Sonny would gun you down.
I'm not denying it.
Yuck.
I actually really love, again, we're talking about like the slow reveals. And so it's not until the fourth loop that he's trying to convince her that she reveals that she's mother.
Yeah, she's part of this.
The Bloc.
The home invasion crew.
So she doesn't even reveal it. One of the other guys does.
Yeah. By calling her mother.
By calling her mother.
Yeah.
So this is on, I think, the fourth loop we're on now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fourth loop.
Fourth or fifth.
They had the plan to use gas masks and drop a cyanide grenade through the vents when the heating came on.
Yeah. That was after he got shot by Sonny the next time. He's...
Well, and then he even makes a line. This is also where they do great world building because he drops a line where he's like, yeah, we'll kick on the furnace and, you know, it'll... This is the main line, and it'll go through the entire house. And she goes, how do you have enough power for a furnace? No one has that much power in these parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of explained, we kind of glossed over that part to a degree, because the big spinning thing in his lab that killed Cousin is, at this point, a
perpetual,
power source.
Yeah.
It is a
perpetual motion
machine.
But it doesn't... It takes power from the other timelines. That's how it works, I think.
So not really.
So like because he does explain it, and I know when we were watching, this is when Tasha kind of talked a bit. So we missed this one part of exposition. But it's essentially, it's got a bunch of fuel cells.
Right. The fuel cells, when the fuel cells die, the loop ends.
Yes, except for that's because it's currently getting an error state.
Yeah.
But it needs power to start, but once it starts, it charges its own fuel cells while emitting power.
Right.
Yeah. And it's getting those powers from the other loop. Basically another timeline.
Yeah, so essentially it's kind of like the idea of a electromagnetic coil energy device, right? Because it has been theorized, but no one's ever been able to accomplish it, that if you got a strong enough electromagnetic,
then the power cells powering the device can charge itself.
Yeah, if you can get a strong enough current.
The mother of all energy solutions.
It is theoretical.
But you also need to supercharge that once.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's how you go. So anyways, on this fifth loop, so the cyanide... He is supposed to go up there with the gas mask.
Turn on the furnace.
And she's supposed to drop the cyanide. And then she doesn't show up at the rendezvous point, so he goes to try and find her. She has no mask on, and she's apologizing. This is where, after, when they tie him back up, that it is revealed that she is Mother.
She's part of the game.
She is part of the game, and they are there to steal his scripts, / money, / and even loot whatever they can.
Anything not nailed down, apparently.
Yeah, and then she leaves, and Sonny kills him.
Yeah.
And then Sonny kills him. And so this next loop, he does not say to her anything about the loop.
No.
Or the arc, which is the spinny dealy thing.
He gives her kind of bits and pieces here and there, but nothing to like reveal too much.
Nothing to reveal his plan or what is to go on.
Until he gets to the basement.
Oh, yeah, right.
Reveals to her that he knows that she's Mother.
Right.
Right. And I know we're doing a moment by moment with this movie, but you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it does such, like, the writing in this is just so well done. That you can't talk about a certain part of it without being like, that only happened because of this and this and this and this.
Yeah. I think it was also this loop where we found out that she gets caught.
So, and that's the thing is, she dies first. She shoots him in the neck. She
shoots him.
This loop. Right?
And then it starts again and she immediately says, "I shot you."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's starting to remember now.
So now,
I think I know why she got caught in the loop. Like,
well, he says why.
Why?
Because the magnetic field that is creating the loop is degrading.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody. He was furthest from the magnet.
I thought it was because she touched it.
No,
because like,
So I thought that first too,
Ren kind of tap it with the thing, got sparks, and he started looping. And then, but that was before. Yes,
nope.
I know, but that was before. But then she touched the thing, got sparks on it, and then she started looping. And then Sonny did the same thing, got sparks, and then he started looping.
No, he started looping before then.
Because his first loop is when he dies being pushed down the stairs. He doesn't even get into the garage and get sparked.
What resets it is Cousin. Like, it starts the loop as Cousin.
Yeah.
Cousin dying.
Cousin dying. From the electric.
Because fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. But it's interesting because it's like, he doesn't even know why. Well, he figures out that Cousin dying started the loop. And he explains that it's because of the deterioration that he's starting to remember.
Right.
Now, the question is because the arc is slowly doing this and they've done it so many times, has he always been able to remember? Or is it just in the more recent arcs that he's able to remember? Mm-hmm.
And at this point, he starts going on his computer more, and he notices, he shows to the audience that this is where we learn it's a 3-hour loop.
Mm-hmm.
And after he asks her what happened after she killed him, then we learn that it's not him dying that is resetting the loop. It is the 3 hours and 12 minutes or whatever the number is.
Yeah.
So it,
again, learning more every single time. Yep. It's like, it's so ingenious on how it's revealed.
So in this one is where she starts to recruit him to the block.
Mm-hmm. Or tries to.
Or tries to.
He's very resistant.
And then, this is where, like, this is the part with a time looping movie is trying to remember some of the order of this one. And the orders are really important because I think there's two loops where they fail. And then Sonny is no longer in the loop, right?
Yes. But before we get into those other loops, I think it's time for us to play a game.
A game.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Show me the money.
Show me the money!
Now you've had enough.
All right, it's time for us to play game number two. It's time for us to play The Price is Right. The way this works is me and Ryan have a couple of numeric categories in front of us. We're going to get you guys to try and guess them without going Price is Right rules. So that means closest without going over gets a point. If you get a bang on, it's worth double points. Bang on, queen. And
that is this game.
Says the bang on queen.
Says the bang on queen.
Did you not were you not there for the last Edge of Tomorrow? Do you remember how bad I did?
You were
300 times?
You were the self-proclaimed... No, actually, Tony said that you had the highest.
It is true.
And then
but anyway...
You gave me...
If you guys are both over, we'll start the round over again, and we'll flip who starts. Now, you are currently the Pretty Pretty Princess, okay. a.k.a. the Bang On Queen. And with that, that means you're going to be starting us off. So we're going to start off with the budget. So what do you think the budget for this movie is in millions, not thousands?
Two million.
Darcy.
I'm going to say... Oh, it's going really low. Seven.
Somebody got double points.
It is the Bang On Queen who got double points.
Damn it! Yeah!
Starting off strong. So yes, this has a budget of $2 million.
I was thinking of like 1BR because that was the budget for 1BR, and that was another Netflix one too, wasn't it?
1BR was way lower, but yes.
Yeah, like close enough to 2 million. Mm.
Drop a zero and you got 1BR.
All right, it wasn't even a million.
Nope. All right. So we don't have any domestic box office because it's Netflix. So unfortunately,
$15 a month.
Yes. So that takes us to our Rotten Tomato ratings. This is how few categories we have on this thing. So we're gonna be starting off with the critic rating. Darcy, what do you think the critic rating for this movie is in percentage?
88.
Sarah.
73.
Ryan.
Unfortunately, both high.
Too high. Sarah, lower than 73.
47.
Darcy.
56.
Ryan?
Unfortunately, both
what?
Too high.
Why?
47 is
I
too
hate
high.
Critics.
Darcy.
25.
That's
what I was
going to
guess. 26.
Okay.
Ooh, all right. Sarah gets it with 43%.
Oh!
Yeah, so 43 is critic.
I love you.
Starting off the next round is Sarah. Sarah, what do you think the audience rating for this movie is?
I can't fucking win this now.
58.
Yeah.
Darcy?
72.
Ryan?
Unfortunately, both still over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lower than 58. Darcy?
43.
Sarah?
37.
Somebody got a point.
Somebody got a point. And Darcy is on the board. The audience rating was 46%.
What did I say?
43.
Oh.
You were close. All right.
Thought I said
we
47.
Have one more category. This is another percentage one. If Darcy can get this bang on, he'll tie it up. But that doesn't mean shit because that means Sarah will still keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
So Sarah's starting us off. What do you think the IMDb rating for this movie is? This is a percentage. She's thinking really hard. She's put
thinking
her fingers
so hard,
to her mouth.
She might throw up.
Yep, she almost puked. She's thinking so hard. Letting out a deep breath.
Here we see Sarah thinking so hard about a percentage for an internet database.
Internet movie database.
Internet. 52%. Darcy.
64.
Ryan, somebody got double points.
Oh, come on.
I would say Darcy got double points.
Holy shit!
Good job.
Which means Darcy does tie it up. Sarah's going to keep the crown, unfortunately. But that was a... way to prolong that, isn't it?
Good job, friend.
Yeah, so what I thought was interesting when I watched this, and right before you guys walked in the door, I was saying to Tash, watching Edge of Tomorrow and then watching this one, both time loop movies, $178 million for Edge of Tomorrow, $2 million for this.
Yeah.
It was well done for
$2
million.
It was so well. Like, this just proves that if you have a good concept and fantastic writing, you don't need a lot of money.
No. And like,
especially for this type of movie, because
if you do the writing right, it won't matter if there's one set piece, if there's only five characters, if we're reusing the same six characters, you know, and like the CGI, like almost a lot of it was practical effects. Like there wasn't a whole lot of effects happening. Maybe like some CGI for like the light up whiteboard,
the robot horse,
the arc and the TV.
Yeah, the arc, the holographic thing, and like the outside scene.
Mm-hmm. Which that doesn't happen till the ninth loop.
Eighth loop.
No, nine. Because they
went, no, they only have nine loops.
Yeah, because they went out and then they went back in because they escaped. They turned off the power. They escaped. They went back inside. So the power got turned on, which created the interruption.
So should we talk about the steps that even led to the interruption? Because there's a few other things in between.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like...
Because this movie has so much going on.
Like...
For it being... Well, and that's the thing is right now we've only talked about essentially six characters, right? Or five characters. But there's six. The sixth one is dead. And like as we 90%. Find out, he's later not dead.
Mm-hmm. He gets saved because they're remembering, but then I think it's in two loops, Sunny remembers.
Yeah.
So in two loops, Sunny remembers, and...
But it's also revealed that Sunny is not a part of the block. He's actually a merc for Taurus.
Yeah, which is the energy conglomerate waging war on everybody else.
Yeah, that apparently has nuked Australia... And yeah, if you listen to like some of the news reports and stuff, they nuked Australia and they've
there's a neutral polar zone.
Yeah. And apparently they did a tactical kibosh of L.A. and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's like they're just like a corporate conglomerate that's essentially trying to take over.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Yes. Yeah. And what was really cool is like, so it's revealed that Sonny's there to kill him. Like,
and take his stuff.
He didn't say.
And take the arc.
He was going to get paid whether he was dead or alive.
Yeah. Well, Sonny's sole thing is there to essentially retrieve the machine and bring it.
The engineer.
Bring the engineer dead or alive.
Yeah.
And Sonny prefers dead.
Mm.
He says this.
Yes. But like we learn through every other loop that Sonny is a merc. And. We learn that Sonny is American. In the first loop, when he remembers, he just immediately kills father and brother. Oh shit, we're doing this again, are we? And starts this like game of cat and mouse.
Well, he doesn't know that the other two know. He just locks himself inside.
Well, no, so the first time that Sonny remembers, he kills both father and brother and cousin still dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go through that loop with Sonny essentially knowing that they know, and like there's a big kind of a cat and mouse game with it, right?
Yeah.
But it's not until the next loop that father remembers and he saves cousin.
Sonny remembers.
No. Nope. Sonny remembers.
Sonny
saves cousin.
Sonny doesn't say save cousin. Father saved cousin.
No, Sonny does, because when he talks to father, father's like, Sonny saved him, didn't he?
No, that's not till...
That's the next loop.
So,
okay.
There's the one loop...
Time looping movies!
Yeah, right? There's the one loop where Sonny shoots them immediately. They wake up, they're talking, they're waiting for the door to be broken in, and you hear gunshots. Then there's the next loop, they're waiting for the gunshots don't happen. So they go, they sneak down the hall, and it's there that you see that father standing there, and brother is... saying to cousin, going, man, father moved so quick, I didn't even see him, like Sonny was standing there dumbfounded, and father saved you. And Sonny says, are you okay? And father goes,
yes, feels like
deja vu. And then the second he says that, he just goes bam bam, because now he knows that father's aware of the time loop.
Yeah. And we also find out that cousin is also a Taurus merc.
Yes.
And also apparently the torturer of...
We don't know that part yet.
Yeah, we don't find that out until the ninth loop.
Double cross.
Like the amount of twists and turns that go through this movie, it's like a twisty windy water slide. You don't know what's coming up.
You think you know what's happening. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope.
Nope. Well, because you would think that like the reveal that she was mother would like come like much later in the time loopy movie. But that's like the third thing revealed.
It's like Sarah said at the beginning, it's turned to 11 right at the beginning and it doesn't even stop.
It's
like, go.
Yeah, it's extremely, extremely well done given the limited resources that they're showing off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think this is a case of limited resources means they have to be creative.
Also, I think it adds to it because like we had said earlier is you don't know much about the world, what's going on, and you're learning more about the world each loop because we didn't know who the block was. We didn't know who Taurus was. We didn't know who got nuked because at one time we're actually watching one of the news broadcasts and then he's like changes it to that gospel thing and you kind of hear this is where you hear the actual like that Australia has been nuked and the other battles that are going on.
Well, we also like much earlier in the movie we knew that there was somebody else because when he was dividing the apples he divided up into four even though there was three bad guys, so there was another bad guy somewhere. Or bad guy quotation.
But at that point, you also might think it is the dead one. Right?
Yeah, but why would you cut the apple up if the guy's already dead?
Yeah.
Force of habit.
Nah. It's also easier to cut something into four than it is to cut in something into three.
That's true. Especially something like an apple.
Yeah, because you just go whip, whip.
Yeah.
And even then, if you watch Brother Eats the Four Slices.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, because like...
Why not? It's an apple.
Yeah. Oh, that was the one where he escaped and then everyone was looking for him. He ate the fourth apple and then Sonny just like beat him over the top of the head.
Well, that's when he escaped and she convinced Father. And we also find out his name is Griff.
Grim. Two M's.
Yeah. We find out his name is Grim and that apparently he's her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He helped her survive after the torture at the... whatever camp.
The Taurus camp.
Yeah.
Where they kept the lights on when she was trying to sleep. They kept her in the darkness when she was awake.
Goddamn Christmas music.
And apparently they played the same Christmas song throughout the entire 6 months she was there.
And then you find out what Christmas song it is because
that's the guy starts singing it while he's stalking her through the halls.
Yeah. Cousin.
Cousin. Yeah.
Cousin is singing it when they're looking.
He reveals that he was her torturer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
Another twist. What a twist.
Right?
Ultimately, Sonny and Cousin's goals are to take the machine and try and turn it off. So now the loop is, each loop they're trying to get into the computer and turn it off. And essentially now Sonny and Cousin are trying to stop the loop as well as... Mother and Brent, what was his name?
Ren
are trying to survive, right? So, like, it changes the dynamic of him trying to figure out the loop. Now they know they don't know all the scenarios, but now, like, they're playing each other each loop. Like, the time he sets up all the bodies to electrocute them if they got close by the blood pool. And then he kills himself to exit that loop.
Yeah. Well, this was also when they deployed the cyanide in the vent properly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't have any way to stop it. So he realized, okay, well, I'll make it so they can't stop the machine.
Yeah.
And I'll kill myself. And then hopefully in the next loop, I'll be able to do better.
Because we also learned that cyanide apparently is not a painless death.
No.
Because it said... Is it painless? He said it's quick. So
it's quick.
So I was getting hit by a car. So
well, and he also kills Cousin.
Yeah, he kills Cousin, like just
and bleeds him out.
Yeah,
bleeds him out to create a bigger pool.
Yep.
And then we also one thing I actually kind of I found interesting because we also learned that the more loops the arc goes through up until it got shut down and then reset again. Time speeds up.
Yes.
Because like they just watch the clocks start going like a minute every 30, like 10 seconds, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As it gets closer to resetting, it's the time speeds up.
Yeah.
It's almost like the charge of the battery.
When they escaped on the ninth cycle, ninth loop, they came across the boundary of the time where it created this petrified circle where basically the bubble is, which I found really cool because that also foreshadowed the fact that this was not their first segment of the loops, because they've been going for thousands of loops. But the only reason why they remember it is because there's nine loops per segment. This is where I'm going with it. For every nine loops in the segment, on the ninth one, the power gets turned off and then reset.
Yep.
So that triggers a memory reset when the next segment starts.
They don't find that out until the next loop, right? After they've been outside?
No, yeah. That's the same loop.
That's the same
loop. Is it the same loop? Okay.
That's the same loop.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to know a fun fact that I just found out?
What's up?
Sure.
So the woman that plays the Pope,
okay,
you don't necessarily see her.
We catch glimpses of her.
Yeah, like you see her on the TV and you hear her. She's actually a member of the Order of Canada.
Huh. Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. She's an indigenous. Fuck. That's fucking dope, man.
Cool.
That's cool.
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
also, no, it's okay.
Also, another fun fact, the guy that plays Brother is a former Degrassi kid.
Is he?
Yep.
Wait, which Degrassi kid?
Brother. Huh?
Which Degrassi kid? I have to know now.
He was in The Next Generation.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Like the newer ones? Yeah. But he wasn't like
Spike's son.
Degrassi.
No, Spike had a daughter anyways. Spike never mind.
I liked Brother.
Yeah, I liked him too.
He looks like he's just there to have fun and be part of the cause.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be involved.
He's Ralph. Oh, that's terrible.
There's the one where he's like, well, you don't need me anymore, so I'm going to leave. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I don't need you anymore. Bam.
And he shoots him, right?
It's like, you're in flame.
You just did that.
Yeah, I did. You got shot in the heart, and it's his own damn fault.
You know what? You know what?
Yeah? What's up?
You give
it's time
love
for game number three.
A fuck!
Name.
All right, so it's time for us to play the Awesome Lodge Word Game.
Excellent!
Oh, one of these things is really hard, and I hope nobody picks it, because it's going to suck.
All right, so Darcy.
Hey. Hi, it's
We've
me.
Got four categories. Sweet. Sarah's currently the pretty, pretty princess. We're about to play the Awesome Lodge Word Game.
Awesome.
Now, the way this works is Ryan's going to have 2 minutes to get you guys to guess 10 movies within your designated title. He cannot use any of the words in the title. Actors' names, directors' names, or character names. So, the four categories are time loop movies,
okay.
Netflix original movies,
ooh,
one location movies.
When you think you want to ride home.
2016 top movies.
So we
make
got
an informed decision.
I would like to inform you that you gave me Emily Blunt movies last time.
Yeah, but
yeah, but there's a chance you've seen those movies.
I could still drive home.
Uber? It cost me like $20 to go home.
Do you want a free ride home or do you want a $20 ride home?
I don't know. Are you gonna give me the side eye the entire time?
Give you the
sign. I bet if I bribe Natasha with some Taco Bell, she'll be more than happy to drive me home.
It's true. We haven't eaten dinner. He's got a good point there. That might end up happening.
You still have to pay because you still have to buy.
Yeah, but it's Taco Bell. What are you?
Too.
That's fair.
Sorry, what were the categories?
Horribly derailed.
Time loop movies.
Yeah.
Netflix original movies.
Okay.
Scrolling. One location movies.
Okay. And then
2016 movies. Oh.
This movie's 4 years old. That's wild.
Right? It feels so topical, though. It feels so topical right now, though.
Right? Like when they go outside and they have to put the masks on?
Yeah.
It's like, nah.
Give Sarah the one location movies.
Cool.
Okay. And for myself, as much as I like the time loop movies, I think I'm going to give myself the easy out and go with 2016 box office.
Burp.
I say easy out and watch me lose.
We're going to start with one location movies.
One location movies. Okay.
Sarah, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Ryan, are you ready?
As much as I ever will be. So I'm Googling some of these.
You're Googling some of these?
Yeah, the one locations I haven't seen all of them.
All right. Here we go. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, this is when you're really scared. If you're a rich person, you have one of these.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, this one is based in a... This is also a name for a bug spray where a guy goes...
Yes.
Yes, okay. What is another name for supper?
Dinner.
Yes, okay. And if you were to have it with a person...
Does anyone want a peanut?
Dinner with Andre the Giant?
You're close. Not the giant, but...
Dinner with Andre?
Good enough.
Yeah.
My dinner with Andre.
This one is the... it's a movie about a bunch of kids, and they are in detention, if I remember. It's a classic.
Yeah. Yep.
My favorite!
Okay, this is a movie based on a board game.
Clue.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, this one is... Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Die Hard.
Yeah, great movie. This one is has the same guys. They guys are working in a retail store. Some guys from Dogma show up. Some guys from Chasing Amy show up.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, this is like a panic room except where people die.
You said room.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I guess.
Room?
All right.
Killing.
Okay, this is an archaic piece of technology where there is a, you stand in a tall box and you would call somebody with...
Cell phone.
No,
cell,
but no, what did cell phones replace?
Oh, there were... Payphone!
Yep, but a payphone is
what,
in what?
Yeah, what is the, where a payphone is, the box, if you were to stand in it.
Five,
call box.
Four, three,
God damn it,
two,
I know this one too.
One, phone booth.
Phone booth, God damn it.
Also, yeah. The call box is a British thing for calling the police.
I know.
Yep. Yeah, it's
all right,
call
I'm being good to number 10, which is buried.
We got 8.
8.
Cool.
All right.
Good job.
No, sorry, you got 7.
Not 7, right.
Because Ryan fucked up killing room, you didn't get phone booth, and we didn't get to buried. So 7. 2016. Do you remember every movie that came out in 2016?
Absolutely not.
Excellent. Here we go. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
All right. This is about a guy who can regrow limbs. He's a smart ass. He really likes Wolverine.
Oh, Deadpool.
Yep. Okay. This is, there's a rabbit and a fox and they're crime fighters and made people begin to furries. Yeah. Okay. This is the dude who runs everything at your job. He's the top guy. What is he called?
Manager? Boss. CEO?
Boss.
Boss.
Okay. So this is the one where there's a black leopard, a bear, and there and a little man, little kid.
Oh, yep.
Okay. This one is where a bunch of feathered beings shoot themselves at green pigs.
Yep.
Okay. okay, so this one is the sequel to the Nemo movie.
Oh, Finding
That's
Dory.
A character. Can't say Nemo.
Was it Nemo in that one?
Yep.
Ah, shit. Okay, so this is the... This is about a plane crash that happens where the guy lands a plane on a ocean or a lake, I believe.
I thought it was on the river, but...
On the river. It's a 747, then he gets...
Skip.
Okay. This is a bunch of villains from the DC universe go and try and...
Spot.
Yep. Okay, so this is a movie where a little girl has to venture out into the water and she meets a wrestler, voice actor, who has a big fish hook.
Oh, Moana.
Yep. Okay. And then, what's the opposite of, male,
female,
woman. Okay, but a what a young female is a
girl,
and on a what is Snowpiercer?
Girl train, train girl.
Time close enough.
Girl on the train.
The girl on the train.
Okay.
I'll give you that one because you had it like you were like right there on it, which does give you 8.
Hey!
Hooray!
I win!
Even with Ryan fucking up Nemo.
I couldn't remember if Nemo was in it.
Well, it's still a character in the universe.
Yeah.
But Nemo is legitimately.
And I let Wolverine slide because they specifically. Hold on. Because specifically during Deadpool, they never name him for because of copyright reasons at the time.
Yeah.
Pulverine. He rhymes with Pulverine.
Merc with a mouth.
Yeah, well, you couldn't say that. That's technically another name for Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, but Darcy, you did win that one. So let's talk about, let's continue talking about Ark a little bit. One thing I kind of love, and this is just what I want to hit on. When we get to the end, the loop resets for the 9th time after they record the same video.
I love this.
They record the same video, which means it is resetting. And she wakes up.
Yes.
She wakes up first.
So the sheets are different, if I recall.
Are they? I didn't catch that.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a couple of little differences.
The bed is different. So what are people's theories about that?
So, okay. Because you say that the bedding is different?
I think so. It looks a little different, but I'm not 100% on that. I'd lean to Ryan on that one.
With her waking up first, it could just be because if we're going with the bedding is different, if there's like a couple of small different details in that one scene, it could be alternate timelines where she's the one that wakes up, but if not, she could have done something different that she is the first one to wake up. But it's one of those things that we don't know because we are not privy to the other segments.
Because it basically credits right after that.
Yes. 9 loops per segment. We've been going on uncountable segments.
It could even be alternating. Like maybe he wakes up, when she wakes up.
That's true.
Because even when she wakes up or when she remembers in this series, she goes, I only remember the last one, but it feels like more.
Yeah. So it could be because more and more of them were becoming aware of the loops by
Brother's the only one who didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he seemed a little slow.
Kind of dumb.
he's Ralph. All right. He's Ralph.
But like
he likes apples.
It could just be she was the one that the magnetic field was weakening. And she just happened to be the one for this segment.
Yeah, it could even be it is deteriorating over time. Like maybe one of the things I also like when they go outside and they look around and they do that pan out and everything's blown the fuck up.
Yeah.
And it makes me go,
except for that circle around
their house. And it makes me go, did they survive an apocalypse because they're stuck in a time loop?
Maybe. It would have been kind of interesting to see if like the grass on the other side of the circle was completely obliterated, or dirt, or just like,
or is that just the image that they see?
Yeah,
because that's a reflection of the dome.
They never walked past it.
Yeah,
yeah. So like, that's the thing is what they see on the other end, like, because I don't we know that the state of the world is under fire anyways. Like it was that normal for their that today, like they're considered of what the today is. Or is that 100 years from what they would think of today, right? Because they're like, nobody has energy in these parts anyways. Like, she goes on and on. So, like, it looked like a desolate wasteland. But
there's
plane.
A plane
just on the ground.
But, like, you know, like, it obviously this world has been, they nuked Australia. Like, it's been struggling for a while. You know, the shit's going bad.
It's weird because Australia is not even real.
Yeah, exactly. They just,
how do they nuke it? It would have been just
all propaganda.
Australia doesn't exist.
Yeah, it's a real conspiracy theory.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking flat hilarious. Earthers and flat Marsers.
Fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Google it.
I don't want
If your faith in humanity is slim as it is, don't start looking that stuff up.
But it's hilarious.
It's pretty slim as it.
It's sad, actually. It's very sad. Anyways, so one of my theories is the for at least the last loop that she wakes up first is that they are trying to fix it by creating a different loop.
Okay.
The either the block gets it or Ren fixes it, like changes it, or like so either Taurus has it or the block has it, and they're trying to go back in time to change something, basically the Edge of Tomorrow.
Right.
I also wonder, and Tasha made this point, that it looked like a little bit more of the message got recorded than the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it also makes me wonder if, like, because it went a little farther, if it changed who woke up first.
Maybe.
But what would...
But they wouldn't know that, right?
Yeah. And if it resets her memory, if she's the one who's reliving it over and over again, what's that going to look like for her?
Yeah.
Because she goes farther than he does in the first one, because he dies right away, right? Yep. So
he dies like three times. She goes further, right?
Yeah, and she goes further each time. So would she realize it before him? Like, what would that look like? Like, I'm super interested to see what a sequel to this would be like.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, but it leaves me with enough suspense that I'm like, fuck, that was good.
Yes.
Yeah. It leaves an open with potential, or also. Like, was it all a fucking dream?
No.
I love the way it ends, because it ends on such an ambiguous note that it's just like, fuck, that is fucked. Yep. And I love it.
It is great.
It doesn't have the Hollywood ending where, you know, they saved the day and it resets 2 days prior. Like, this is like, no, they are stuck in this. And you don't even know how long it's been going.
Yeah.
And it could still be fucking going.
Well, because it's really interesting because the machine does keep a log of all the loops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if
there are thousands
and counted, you would be able to figure out how many loops there were.
Right. And the loops are only within their area, within that circle.
Yeah.
Which means that, like, time's continuing on normal beyond it.
As far as they theorized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that that was one of my theories, is that petrified
circle
rock circle was the actual real outside.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what they saw was just a reflection of what their world would be in that loop.
Okay.
Right? So they saw like the house. He's like, oh yeah, there's a house down the thing, because it's a reflection. Because think about it, the what the fuck are they called? The ZMZs or ZMZMX? Bad guys. The bad guys still show up.
Taurus, yeah.
So they have to show up through the loop bubble. So they showed up once, and that, I think it just spawns it, whether they're coming or not. Like, that radio signal never gets out.
No.
Right?
Yeah, because that is part of the loop.
Because that is part of the loop. So they have to contend with that every time. And that's why I was thinking that petrified circle is like, they could be 10,000 years in the future, and that's just dead earth out there, right?
Yeah.
Nuclear winter rock.
Yeah, nothing.
And maybe they realize that, and that's why they're trying to reset the loop, like a bigger timeline loop, to try and maybe save the world and like expand it to encompass the earth, so that it, you know, they can fix stuff or have a life, right? I don't know.
Sarah, what are your thoughts on the ending?
Man, like, it was a fucking trip, man. Like,
don't watch this high. It'll be weird enough.
Oh yeah.
I'm stone sober and it was still a fucking trip.
Exactly.
Man.
I definitely watched it the first time while being high.
Oh, did you? Oh yeah, god.
I just like, didn't I just watch?
Did
just,
I
like,
watch it?
Just like, wait, didn't I just?
I was like sucked in. Like, I was like hyper focused on it because I was like, what the fuck?
I remember the last time I hung out with you and you were high. You're like, my teeth feel so weird.
Okay, I wasn't that high.
And then I got high.
I hadn't smoked an entire fucking joint to myself in less than 10 minutes, Ryan. That's what I got.
That's just power smoke. Just...
All right, the story to that is really dumb. I lit a joint, and as I lit the joint, I put it in my mouth. Our friends had trouble with a screen door, And so I just held the joint in my mouth and I manually, physically had to go force the door. So I'm exerting strength with a joint sitting in my mouth that I'm just breathing that in for a solid minute. And then I like go and I go, oh no, this joint is only now like a quarter of what it was.
It was just, you're like, oh, I'm going to feel this in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'm like, that joint was supposed to last me an hour. Shit.
Yeah, that was funny. And then you were just sitting on the rocking chair going, my teeth feel so weird with my tongue. And everybody just looked at you and you're like, I should probably go lie down. And then the next morning you said, I proceeded to lay down and stare at the roof for 4 hours.
Wow, you got fucked.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was bad. And then I was sitting there and I was like snapping my, trying to get both my fingers to snap at the same time. But I couldn't connect like my brain enough to like snap my fingers at the same time. So they were snapping off, which would freak me the fuck out. It was a bad trip, man.
Yeah.
I was really stoned. All right. I think with that, it's time for one thing I learned. So one thing I learned from watching this movie was just how effective a good written story can be.
Yeah.
And that's like not even saying the acting. The acting was great, too.
Yeah. Well, the acting wasn't like anything to write home about. Like, it's nothing crazy, but it wasn't bad.
No.
Right? Yeah. Like, Sarah.
It didn't detract.
Yes.
I learned that not only that was there someone who is an Order of Canada in this movie, but the guy that plays Renton is hotter than his brother.
Yes. I can agree with that.
He's a good looking man.
So good.
Me?
Yeah, you. Princess.
Princess, what did you learn?
Basically the same thing Tony said, where like good writing and execution trumps budget.
And there was a lot of execution in this.
There was a lot of really good execution.
Mm-hmm. Ryan.
I would say that I learned that I should stop throwing my apples at doctors and hoard them.
Lol.
I love that. My own little thing is like, is apples code? Is apples code for something? No, apples is apples.
No, apples is just, he has fruit.
Apples is apples.
It's like paper in Waterworld.
Yeah.
You have paper?
Real paper.
Apples is apples.
All right. So it's time for ratings. Darcy, our pretty, pretty princess, why don't you start us off? What do you rate this out of 5 and why?
I give it a fucking 5.
Why? Okay.
And why?
Because it was a beautifully executed time loop movie.
Yeah. Okay.
With fantastic writing. Like you said, the acting wasn't something to write home about, but it wasn't bad. It was quite good. And with the story, I was sucked in. Everything felt really genuine.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, what do you give it and why?
I would also give it a 5. It was very well done. It was fun to watch. It was like, I loved all the twists and turns, and I love how it was just like pedal to the metal and it didn't stop. And I really, really liked it. It was so well done. It was beautifully written.
All right, Ryan.
I'm going to give it a 4.5. It's one of those, I think it did a really extremely good job of its drip feed, its execution of the story, its execution of the world. The acting was, I think, fairly well done, given the limited cast. It's almost one of those ones where I kind of wanted it to be longer to see where it would go, but at the same time, I don't know if it would have been able to keep up the pace.
I can agree with that. I actually agree with your rating. I give it a 4.5. I think it's beautifully written. I think, like I said, the acting's nothing to write home about. And, you know, they do so good of the drip reveals that it's like, I almost would have liked to see one more loop. Mm. You know, just like one more after she finds out that cousin is, like, because we find out cousin is her killer or was her torturer in the last loop. I would have liked to have seen if she'd woke up knowing that.
Yeah, that would have been interesting, because she did at least get some cathartic revenge by burning the fucker alive. It would have been interesting to see how the loop would have changed.
For it. If he didn't want to be burned alive, he shouldn't be wearing those clothes.
Yeah, exactly. He shouldn't. Yeah, he shouldn't have been in that neighborhood that time, and he shouldn't have been carrying around that butane torch.
Legitimate arson, homicide, then the body can
just the body has ways of shutting it down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh God.
That joke.
But anyway, all of our ratings combined gives us a 19 out of 20, which is a 95%.
Suck it, Tot Romanos!
I actually, when I read those Rotten Tomatoes things, I'm like, who are these critics? Like, who watched this and was
assholes.
Like...
assholes. Fucking critical, white, douchey.
Well, it's people that are like, this story is fake because they nuked Australia and that doesn't exist.
Birds are just government spies. That's why they hang on power cords
I
to
like
charge
that
the batteries.
One too. That conspiracy theory too. Birds aren't real.
You know, it's fucked. Those conspiracy theories exist, but then there's actual, the FBI admitted they were using like commercial planes to spy on the population.
Yeah.
Like that's a real one, but Australia not existing.
Right.
Anyway, so this has been another episode of Flix X-Raid. I'd like to say a special thank you to my robot horse of a co-host, Ryan.
Hola. And Sunny. Sarah.
Goodbye.
She's gonna murk us all in a minute here. Yeah. And a special thank you to Brother Darcy.
I won!
You're Ralph.
Yeah. Danger. Ralph Darcy. Danger.
I've been your host, the Merc Tony. Good night, Internet!
The doctor said I wouldn't have so many nosebleeds if I kept my finger out of there.
I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of Flix X-Raid. If you've not already, please subscribe in your favorite podcasting app. And if you feel up to it, why not give us a review too? We'd love it. For this episode's show notes, please check out the episode page at our website, flixxraid.com, and follow us on social media at the handle @FlixXRaid. If you'd like to support the show, check out our merch on redbubble.com/FlixXRaid, or you can become a Patreon at patreon.com/FlixXRaid. Good night, Internet! And if you've enjoyed listening to our show, why don't you give this podcast a try?
Every week, Drop Bear and Panda save the world on the Podcast of Destiny. Drop Bear and Panda are two Canadian adventure artists trying to make sense of the world and, well, save it. With not one journalistic bone between them and OK Google as their only fact checker and lots of swearing, it's Drop Bear and Panda.
Drop Bear and Panda.
Save the world.